Feel incredible!
Kokoku demo! It's not a cartoon! It's anime!
You faked it, didn't you, Cameron?
He definitely faked it, man.
That's what I did.
First of all, can't
exactly
act like,
the energy he
can't
brought
Can't act
to
like
it.
He didn't hear it at first. He's like, huh?
What do you mean?
Brennan's doing this. I'm like, what?
Well, y'all, welcome to the episode of Animation. Three quarters of the squad is here. Myself. We got Rob here. We got special guest Brennan.
Hey,
Brennan is back.
He's here. Permanent special guest.
Yeah, permanent special guest and no bitch ass ice today.
It's because we had Chaz on. He was like, I have to go back now because I can't let Chaz be.
The Chaz Redemption episode.
No, man, no hoe ass, no bitch ass ice today. So
I'd like to just, I just want to say, in all sincerity, fuck Chaz. Like, that's just like, look, I love Chaz. Y'all know this. I literally, I love that man. I love him.
Great guy.
He's a wonderful human being. He's down for the cause. I want him around when we're doing cool shit, but like, when like he hurt my soul with his pick, and I'm never gonna forgive him for that.
But he picked
Blades of the Immortal. No,
but he picked this too.
It doesn't cancel out.
But remember, we are in the minority of Blades of the Immortal.
I don't give a fuck. It was my experience. I'm talking about my experience. I'm not giving a fuck about Amazon reviews. You can pay for that shit. You're in the minority. He's like, y'all looking at Amazon reviews for like shows.
No, you look online. I think that even their score, the scores across the board is
trash.
Like, it's solid.
Nah, fuck that. Did you think it's a good show?
I didn't hate it like y'all did. I said it. I said it on there. I didn't hate it like you guys did.
Hated it.
You watch it, Cam. I don't think it's terrible. I think
Blades
it's
of the
live action
trash.
Movie looked kind of cool.
Yeah,
live action movies got like good reviews.
Yeah,
it's 86% on Rotten Tomatoes.
That's why it looked kind of cool.
But that's a live action movie.
But normally live action is terrible. It's
well, the thing is, when you start from trash, you might be able to like two negatives make a positive kind of thing.
It's like, think the live action actually came out first.
Live action came out first for sure.
Oh, yeah. It's probably much better.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
We know what we do on here. We do one-offs, spin-offs, all the shits. We do debates. Make sure you join that Patreon, man. Patreon.com/animation, S-H-U-N. Patreon.com/animation, S-H-U-N. We found ourselves on some of these anime lists recently, huh?
Yeah.
We were on some of these top anime podcasts. I think we're in the top 20 in two of them.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. We are the 15th greatest
fucking anime podcast. In the entire world. Which is, in all honesty, I think we're better than at least half of those. Like, in all honesty.
I mean, it was obvious to me. Like, I said it in the group chat. I was like, these motherfuckers didn't listen to our podcast.
Yeah, we're I think we, I honestly feel like we are a top five podcast in anime.
Don't tell Ice that.
What do you think? I think, it's always on preference, of course. Mm-hmm. But I think if you got, I think RDC World has one out there.
I mean,
people are not
going
to put us over RDC World.
I think it comes down to like what you're looking for when you're looking for an anime podcast.
True. For sure. I agree. I think, yeah, it's preference.
Yeah, we're very stylistic.
Some people really like to get into the nitty gritty. I don't want to say we're surface level, but you know, knee deep.
Yeah, we put your names here and there. We get shit wrong all the time.
We're fans. That's it.
Yeah, we just like talking about it.
We're not the pros. We're just like, you got to say the names perfectly, and I say, oh, you're out here disrespecting. You can't even watch it. You can't watch the sub without the subtitles. I'm like, motherfucker, I can't. You're right.
Absolutely.
Oh,
I tried looking at Japanese on Duolingo for like a couple weeks. That shit is hard. Oh my god, that's a hard language.
Soka.
Yeah. Right.
I know like seven words in Japanese.
I used to know a few.
Arigato.
Most of them are gone now. I can count to 10 back from the karate days. That's
so Riley says we're easily top three. Appreciate that, Riley. Yuslin says we're the best anime podcast. I've listened to a few, but y'all are far better. Clueless Creative said we're top two, and we ain't two. Surf Spectacular said we're number one. Anarchist said we're soon to be number one. Surf Spectacular, the greatest.
I love Surf Spectacular. I mean, just so you were saying about the Patreon, like all these people that we're naming right now are actually able to watch us and participate with us while we record them live because they're in the Patreon.
Yeah.
We post the live link to the episodes. We talk around. We mess around with y'all before we get in there for a little bit, talk about random shit, and then we get into the podcast. And then,
you know. And this week's episode in particular is going to be big for the Patreon because we are going to be covering
what they've been doing. So it's like, we're going to be... So this week's episode, and probably for the next few weeks, we'll be talking about some different things. But like this week, we'll be doing talking about the polls that we've had. The versus polls, a lot of the versus polls that we've had in the Patreon that you guys got to actually vote on. So this is going to be big. We're going to actually finally talk about them ourselves, give our opinion on some of these. Ice is not here, so.
Not fair.
The Naruto
it's
stuff.
It's not fair because it's like every he adds Naruto to everything, and we can't. I can't speak to that shit.
If there's going
to
be a pro Naruto result on some of these, we might have to
punt that
one. I can
speak to
it
a little bit, though. I've seen like 30 some episodes.
Here's the thing. Do we want to jump into it?
I mean, we've been covering sort of the poll results more recently, but I mean, before we started doing that, I mean, we had about 20 of these polls that we had done that we didn't talk about on the podcast at all. Right. So we're massive catch up on this episode. We're going to talk about all the ones that we haven't talked about yet. Mm-hmm. We'll continue talking about them as we go forward, but this is our big poll dump. So we're just going to get right into it.
All right, so this is the anime versus take two, take seven, buffering.
Man, buffering.
Anime versus
slow
poll
down,
results.
Bro. You talk so like, fast.
So, yeah, you're right. So so even like this first one, we can kind of even know Naruto ends up winning. So it's like this is the poll. This is our first poll that we ever did, which is which of the big three is your favorite by percentage? We had 18% for One Piece, 32% for Bleach. And 50% for Naruto.
Yeah.
Wait, what is this? The top three?
This is the big three.
Out of the big three
anime.
So these are considered the big three from like.
It's like a specific era. It's like the late 90s, early 2000s.
It's Bleach, Naruto, and what?
One Piece.
One Piece.
So, One Piece is still going.
Well, I mean, Bleach is technically still going too.
Yeah, they
had a hell of a hiatus.
Definitely, but they're coming back with that Thousand Year Blood.
I'm so
blood
excited.
Art.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a panel for that too. I think I don't know if Rob told you at the expo.
Yep, they will be there. That you and I will be there. There's a panel on it, so I figure we should check that out.
I'm just gonna say they're gonna be talking about shit. You're gonna be with us, Cam? Are you with us?
Yeah.
I'm just gonna look at Cam like, you remember this shit?
Yeah.
I know you just watched it.
He's fresh.
He's probably more fresh than you are.
Six
about
or seven
it.
Episodes left.
Yeah, I watched that shit over like 13 years ago. Ten years ago.
So out of these three, we can't necessarily say what our favorite is because I don't know how much we've seen out of all these. What would you want to see out of these three? You can go ahead, Cam.
I mean, Bleach would be my favorite. I've seen the most of it, and I tried to watch One Piece, couldn't really get into it, and I've seen a little bit of Naruto. Not super my thing. Like, it's not bad once you get later in the later stories, but it's cool.
It's cool.
I think a lot of people. I can see why people would put it as high as they do because there's definitely good stuff in there. It's just a lot to get through for me.
Yeah,
yeah.
So,
I mean, when I would honestly have Naruto number one because what I watched, like Brandon said, he didn't like the first like 15, 20 episodes when he was telling me about it before I watched it, and so I watched it.
I've only seen the later stuff. So if the
early
stuff, yeah, I've only seen really later stuff.
And so I've watched the movie. I watched like one or two movies about it, and then I watched like the first, I feel like 20 something episodes. And I was like, I can see why if I was at the age, if I would have caught this, this shit would have been incredible.
Well, what's cool is with the movies, they choose, I think, a different animation company to do the movies, so everything looks a little different. So that was kind of a cool aspect.
Yeah,
that is interesting. So the movies like main timeline canon?
Nope, they're not.
They're like what ifs or whatever, kind of like a Dragon Ball thing.
Yeah, there was a few on Netflix that I watched.
Gotcha.
Yeah, yeah, and they were solid. Like they were pretty good.
The fights are pretty dope.
Yeah, the fights are. Grade A. So it's like
I would say Sakura is useless. I will stand by that.
Yeah, that's the, like one of the few things that I've walked away from, even though I've not seen a minute or more than like a couple fights here and there of Naruto, which is a huge blind spot in my anime.
You know,
book,
like,
but like
here, let me give you a comparison.
I know she's useless.
You know, a comparison is like, you know how sometimes in Dragon Ball Z, Piccolo just becomes a commentator.
Yes.
You know, like that's her entire role for the whole show.
But does she get? But at least with Piccolo, though, I feel like with him, he's giving you advice. He's giving you the things which you can do. Like even if Goku's losing, but like you got to do it this way, Goku. This is how you beat this guy.
Nah, she's not. She's not doing that. She's just like, oh my god.
See, at least with Piccolo, you can. I can respect.
Piccolo
that.
Throws hands every once in a while. Piccolo versus version 2 Frieza. That shit was fire. Piccolo was whooping that ass.
When he got fused with Nail,
that was dope. Man.
He fought Basic Cell, but like, you know, it's been a while, but like, he still will get busy.
Yeah.
So who would you have as your favorite? Or let's say, since you can't pick a favorite since you haven't watched them, what would you want to see most out of these three?
Which one would, I'd probably, of these three, if I was going to watch one, I'd probably go with Naruto. Mm. If only because, like, I know a lot of you guys have seen all of Bleach, and like, One Piece, like I've dabbled a little bit in One Piece. I've read a bit of One Piece. It's cool. Like I like it. I like it's got really deep lore and they do a ton of world building. And like you meet these characters and most of the time, like it almost is that like Demon Slayer thing. Demon Slayer reminds me a lot of this where like you meet a character, sometimes they're the villain, or sometimes it's like, hey, this guy's kind of an asshole. Mm. And then by the end of it, you've learned why they are that way. And you're like, oh, okay, I totally get it. This guy's like cool. And they bring you into those people's stories that way.
Got it.
And I mean, Zoro is no joke. Like, the sword dude that he's got, like, two swords in his hands and then one in his mouth.
I've seen clips of him. He's a beast.
He's a beast. Yeah. And, like, even Luffy is, like, for main character, like, I was telling Ice, like, I think you might like him as far as, like, he goes, he's there to fight. He wants the smoke. The first, like, thing he does, he's a child, and he picks up a knife and he stabs himself in the face under his eye. That's why he's got that scar right here. Mm. He stabs himself in the face and just proved to a bunch of pirates that he's, like, tough. As like a child.
Let me tell you something. That's up Ice's alley, but he can't back down. He can't back down.
He'll never back down.
Out of these three, since you haven't seen them all either, I guess you've seen majority Bleach or all of these actually. What would be your favorite out of the big three?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
It's Bleach. Bleach. I mean, like for me, I have given One Piece a chance a little bit, but it's too intimidating. I don't want to get engaged in Bleach. I mean, in a
it's
One Piece.
It's a lot.
It's
just,
a lot.
It's too much. It's just too much. And then like on the other side of it, Naruto, I did give 30-some episodes, and I'm going to at some point probably get through it, but it's like, I don't care. And that's the thing is, like, you know, that's why Ice is trying to make me, like, he's like, he'll buy me some Jordans.
If you get through how many episodes again?
If I finish two more seasons, because he knows I watched the first two seasons. I'm like, this is trash. Like, it's
trash?
Not, I mean, it's boring. It's not trash. It's just boring.
I can see it being boring because of it when it was.
It was an era. Yeah.
When it came out, it's definitely harder to get into some older anime because
sure.
You have to kind of overcome.
For sure.
Yeah. I mean, and this is tough right here. Sir Spectacular says Naruto doesn't get great until Shippuden, which is like, how are you going to have like a whole show to get through?
Yeah.
It's just like, that's just a tough lead when there's so much.
That's why we can't trust what Ice is saying about this, and you get mad at One Piece. He's like, you get mad at One Piece, but he's like, you got to go through a whole other series first before the series gets good.
That's what kills me, though. It's like,
that's crazy to me.
Ice stands for, you know, Naruto as if it's the greatest thing that's ever happened, but ignoring the entire first six seasons of the show. And I'm like,
is it that many beforehand?
It's a lot.
Yeah.
Shit, like, Naruto is
like
a lot.
It's about the same.
300 episodes
before you get into
Shippuden.
Give it 300 episodes, and that's when it gets good.
See, whereas I can say Bleach has great moments throughout.
But Bleach, the first couple episodes are fun.
But this
know?
Is what Ice says. Ice goes, well, it takes 500 episodes to get good with
One Piece.
With One Piece. Well, and it's like, that's not there's no difference to me in that. Once you hit 100 episodes to get good, there's no fucking difference to me. It's all the same at that point.
I'm just saying, you have the new anime, like, you know, Jujutsu Kaisen or Demon Slayer. It's just like, you're
good off the bat.
Yeah, you're one episode
first
in.
Four episodes, yeah.
You're one episode in, like, I gotta keep going.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, honestly, like, you posted that trailer on our Insta today, and I rewatched it, that cinematic trailer
for
Jujutsu Kaisen. I was like, I wanna watch the show all over again.
Me too.
Oh my God.
I want to go watch fight scenes of
The scene when he did the demon dog for the first time, I was in at that moment. And it's like 5 minutes into the first episode.
It's dope.
And old girl, what's her name again? The girl with the...
Nobara?
Dog. Something? I rewatched like the last scene when they're fighting the two brothers at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, she was about it. Like, she was just like, oh, you gonna do this? Wow, you gonna die with us, motherfucker? Nail right in my arm. I don't care, let's go.
Yeah,
Nobara. I was like, bro. All right, so next poll. This is a fun one. Our favorite... What's your favorite sports anime? All right. Yuri on Ice got 0%. Ace of Diamonds got 0%. Slam Dunk got 0%. Kuroko no Basket, which we reviewed on here, got 10%.
Yeah. Now, that's crazy to me. I know we still have more to cover, but that's crazy to me because I remember when we were complaining about Kuroko no Basketball, people were like, oh, but you got to check out Slam Dunk. Slam Dunk's better.
And then Slam Dunk got
and
nothing.
Not one person chose Slam Dunk.
That don't make any sense to me. That's supposed to be the classic, the go-to of basketball ones. And then Haikyuu, is that's the volleyball one, right?
Haikyuu, yeah.
Haikyuu is a volleyball one. 13% with that. Megalobox, 23%. Hajime, I'm saying it wrong. Hajime no Ippo got 55%, which was the winner of that poll. And
by a lot.
So what do you guys feel? What would you guys actually want to watch? Since I know we only watched what Megalobox and Kuroko.
Yeah.
I mean, I've not watched any of them, and the only one that sounded good of the ones you guys reviewed would be Megalobox.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think it makes sense that, like, the top two here are both boxing anime, really.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You know, obviously there's a lot of drama you could put into that. Like, the fights are going to be, you know, pretty much... I mean, they better be top tier if your show's about boxing.
Yeah.
I liked Megalobox a lot. Mm-hmm. Both seasons one and season two, they both kind of had, like... Started off a little slow for me, then got good like towards the middle, then kind of slowed down again a bit towards the end. But I think overall they're both good, solid seasons of anime. If we were gonna watch another one of these, I would say Hajime no Ippo is the one that's like that jumps off the page. It's like people love it; it's a classic. I'd want to check that one out next, personally.
Yeah, Brennan.
I mean, I'm with Rob. I would want to see the other boxing. I have a heart. I feel scarred. from Crokinole Basketball.
Right.
Like, I, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is another one. Here's a volleyball one. I'm just like,
People love IQ, though. Like,
I know.
They stand by that show.
They do.
People, like, there's a lot of rep your sets in the comments on that poll, I remember.
I watched the first episode, and I was just like, I was watching, I was just like, I'm not going to do this. But I heard nothing but great things about
it. Light just said, I don't even know shit about volleyball, but it was a fun anime. The thing is, I love volleyball. I remember in gym class, I used to be a volleyball star. Mm. You know? It was just
it was fun.
Yeah, I love volleyball. I had a good time. I was like, why isn't there? I always wondered, like, how come there's only a women's team on my school? There's never a guy's team.
Yeah, right?
Really?
Yeah,
we didn't have a guy's team.
We had a guy's team.
Really?
You had to be fucking good. Like, the guy and the girl's team. You had to be at, like, the girls, if a girl was like Brennan's height, right? If she was short, because our girls were pretty tall for the most part. You're like pretty much a setter. Like, you're the person that gets to set everything up. Like, you boom, and they're spiking over the net. Our guys were like, I remember, I think it was after one of the basketball games, we just kind of like, we were there and they had a game. I was like, let me just watch what this volleyball shit is about. My brother played volleyball too. And I was just like, these motherfuckers can dunk because they're bouncing over the net. And we were playing teams, getting smoked out with some teams. I was like, they were like neck over the net, smashing the balls. Like, they can probably fucking windmill. They're athletic as hell. It takes the skills to be good at volleyball. Mm-hmm. Like, to even serve. If you don't know what you're doing with a serve, it's a wrap. But Ippo's my go-to. My boy, shout out to my boy Will. He actually pitched that to me a while back. He was just like, yo, watch that shit if you're into real boxing. He's like, I think it's gonna be better than Megalobox. And I'm with it. I'll probably watch that even on the side if we don't ever pick it up on here and watch it. So this is a fun one that we can definitely all get into.
Oh yeah. This is gonna get interesting.
Very interesting. This one's a long one too, so I'll listen now. Favorite saying. What was your favorite saying? We did a poll about favorite sayings. Goku Black on the bottom was zero.
I was pretty surprised with that.
That's shocking to me. He came out the gate with no fuck arounds.
And I wonder if that's just like a thing where people are just like, is he technically saying? Like, because it's like somebody kind of like, but like,
I think it doesn't work because it's just like, you're a spinoff of the main character.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's just like, you're a lesser version of Goku.
Still, I was surprised version? He was nothing.
Yeah. Was he even a lesser version? I mean,
yeah, I think so.
He came out the gate killing. He came out the gate whooping Goku's ass.
But did he win?
I mean,
against Goku?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Like,
he lost against Vegeta. That's who beat him. You wouldn't be real. All right, so Goku Black got 0%. Turles.
Yeah,
another Goku, pretty much.
Yeah, no shocker there.
Got 0%. King Vegeta, 0%. Pan, 0%.
Understandably.
Yeah.
Kaba, 0%.
None of these surprised me.
Yeah, Nappa, 0. Raditz, 0.
I was a little surprised about Nappa, man. Nappa was reaping havoc.
Nappa, when he showed up.
He's one of the best villains.
No jokes being played.
Punch Tien's arm clean off.
Yo, Nappa out there. When I first watched Dragon Ball Z, and he came out the gate, I was like,
menace.
This motherfucker's vicious.
Yeah.
He was crazy. So him getting zero was kind of wild to me.
He had a crazy body count.
Yeah.
He killed Tien, was responsible for the death of Chaozu, killed Piccolo. Like, that's three dudes from the Z Fighters.
In one fight.
That we knew and loved.
Like, yes. Cell didn't kill anybody, did he?
No.
Goku, yeah. I guess technically.
Technically, he killed Goku.
Blew up Goku.
Yeah.
So Goten, zero.
That's not saying much. Goku dies all the time.
He does die a lot.
Kid Trunks, zero. Kale, 3%.
That was a little surprising to me.
Kale goes hard, bro.
I'm not into Kale.
She's annoying, but Khalifa, 3%. Bardock, 10%. Broly, 10%.
We didn't put Kefla on there?
Well, it's the
I know, I'm just being stupid.
Broly, 10%. Gohan, 10%, which was shockingly low to me. Goku, 10%. Future Trunks, 18%. And Vegeta, 36%. What do you think about that poll? What do you think about the Patreons voting that, actually?
Well,
you agree?
The top result is no surprise to me. That's who I expected to win this poll.
Really? You did?
The gate. Oh, yeah. I was a little surprised Goku only getting 10%. That surprised me a little bit. And the other big surprise for me was Goku Black getting absolutely nothing. I thought he would get a little bit. Like, you know, a respectable Kale 3% showing. But that was the biggest surprise to me.
Low key, Goku is higher than I thought he would be.
Really?
Yeah. I for sure thought Gohan was going to leap him. Well, I guess, I mean, besides like the back end of Gohan, but I know Gohan still has a lot of favorites.
Yeah.
Like, people still love him. They still will put him, say he's the best from the Cell Saga. You know, Frieza Trunks is my guy. That's my guy. So I'm with that. But Vegeta being number one makes perfect sense. To me, he has the best character development out of the series, and it's not even fucking close. It's not even close.
Yeah.
So him being the favorite, and but him not getting, and I just watched, I just read the manga.
Don't do it.
And
don't
fuck,
do it.
Man.
Don't do it.
I'm not going to do it, but it's just like, come on, man.
You just did it.
I didn't do it. I didn't do it.
That means he also didn't get his justice. He didn't do it again. That's all you're saying?
But nothing's over yet. There's a lot of shit they got to go through right now. Yeah, but okay. It's just what it is. But it's like, Vegeta, I see why he's an easy favorite.
Yeah.
He came on the scene too, Wrecking Shop. He was dope as hell. He frees a saga, dope as hell. He turns himself into a whole different person, becomes a family man. I feel like he's developed more than any other character on a show, and it's not even close. And I mean, he's my second favorite character besides Future Trunks. And I would probably say he's my favorite because one of my favorites, probably my favorite because Future Trunks doesn't get enough screen time in that sense. Mm. So if we're talking about this like super in general, it would be Vegeta over Goku for sure. Not even close.
I think the one person that might go toe to toe with Vegeta for his arc is Piccolo. Like, he's the only other person that's made that.
But that means you have to include Dragon Ball.
Dragon Ball. Well, I mean, he's technically kind of a bad, still a villain at the beginning. Because he's training still to kill Goku.
Yeah, you're right.
They're not cool at the start.
Yeah.
And it's really Gohan's the ones that changes him. His turn just happens very quick, like, over that first saga. Mm-hmm. Then he's done. Vegeta takes several.
May I play devil's advocate?
Go for it.
Yeah.
Y'all know how I feel about Vegeta. Like,
of course.
Yeah, I mean, I always wanted to love Vegeta because I love shit talkers. I love how he pulls up to every fight, wanting the smoke, ready to fuck shit up. But Vegeta takes the worst L's in this show. He takes the worst L's. Like, every time somebody says the word Vegeta, I just remember Frieza's, tail around his neck and just punching the shit out of his stomach and laying him to rest. You know what I'm saying? It's just like everybody dog walks Vegeta.
He does get dog walked.
He gets dog walked. Like, some of the worst ass whoopings we've seen in anime is Vegeta getting his ass beat. Mm-hmm. And so for me to be like, that's my favorite character. It's like, why? Because he can take a fucking ass whooping all the time.
It makes him tough, right?
No, it makes him a tough person wins and survives, Kenan. Tough person survives. Like, he dies.
You can't beat the writer. The writer's just not letting it happen,
well,
dog.
We're not,
writers are defeated.
But that's what I'm saying. But we're not talking about the writer. We're talking about the character. You know what I'm saying? So all I'm saying is, like, I understand why people like Vegeta because of his attitude, because of his development. I get it. But for me, I can't take the loser and put him at the top. Like, he's the loser.
But he's not my favorite either, but people love him.
Yeah, but I can't say Goku either, bro. It's just like Goku is like...
I mean, for me, if you ask me who my favorite character is, I'd say, like, Piccolo. Like, I love Piccolo.
We're going Saiyans only here. Yeah, give us Saiyans.
But Saiyans, I would say... I don't want to say Gohan because Rob will stare at me. I don't want to say it. Rob is going to stare at me.
Say it. Oh, you're going to love this movie, man.
It's probably good. It's probably Gohan.
Hell yeah.
Because the thing is, Gohan was like, but Gohan was my first memory in Dragon Ball Z.
Right.
The first episode I saw of Dragon Ball Z, I'll never forget it, was the episode when Raditz had just landed and Gohan did a little fireball thing and broke his armor.
Yeah.
That was the very first episode. And I remember thinking, like, this is nothing like any cartoon I've ever seen.
Yeah.
This is a whole different experience. How is this even a cartoon?
Yeah.
You know, so like Gohan is the one who brought me in. Like, you know, if Raditz has, I wish Raditz had stayed around like Vegeta did, because I think Raditz could have been, you know, even if he stayed around as a villain, because they've made it so villains can stick around the show.
Yeah.
Frieza sticks around, Cell's still around sometimes in the afterlife. It's like Gabu's been there forever. It's like, why did Raditz get, like, Vegeta stuck around?
Yeah.
Raditz is the only like main villain person that did not get to stay around in this show.
It's crazy. Like, him and Nappa, but like, it's crazy.
But Nappa
to me.
Wasn't main.
No, I hear you. But like, Goku has an evil biological brother, and he's in the show for like 5 episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's crazy to me they never went back to that well.
You know what I would want to see for an arc? I would want to see somebody resurrect the Saiyans, and like, I don't know if they've been training where they're at or something, to where they come back and some are evil, some are good in a sense. Mm-hmm. And they come back and they're trying to fucking wreak havoc. And I would love to see Vegeta and Goku have to deal with that shit.
I think what would have been better for writing wise is if they would have switched it, like you just said, have Vegeta have been the Saiyan that had come to Earth to warn Goku about his brother. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Instead of like, oh, there's this guy, Vegeta, who's the prince of all Saiyans. Why couldn't Raditz be the prince? You know what I'm saying? They could be stepbrothers. You know what I'm saying? Like, it could have worked like that, because they still, like, the backdrop of Goku's family dynamic has not had any impact on Dragon Ball Z. You know what I'm saying?
Hardly at all.
Like, barely any. So for me, I'm like...
Well, that's the thing right now. Yeah.
Yeah.
You gotta read
it. I know. I've had a little bit spoiled for me.
So
as well,
you guys saw no spoilers from this movie at all yet so far?
I've seen nothing.
Whoo, you guys are staying out the
Yeah, I've seen nothing as well.
A round of applause staying out the fucking loop. That is crazy.
I am actively avoiding. I've gotten pretty good at the spoiler avoidance because, like, I'm not caught up on Boys. I'm just scrolling through shit.
I'm not caught up on Boys either.
I'm just keeping it moving.
Yeah. All right. So great. Yeah, great job by that. But all right. So next one goes to now least favorite Saiyans.
Here we go.
All right. from the bottom up, Raditz at 0. Bardock at 0. Broly.
So, like, the higher the percentage, the more we don't like
him.
The more
we don't like
him. Don't like
the more we don't like him, yes. Broly 0. Future Trunks 0. Vegeta 0. Funny. Goku 3. Kid Trunks 3. Kaba 3. KO 3. Turles 3. Goku Black 5. Why do y'all don't like Goku Black? Y'all don't fuck with Goku Black? No, Nappa 5.
He killed Chi-Chi.
Bulma 2. Yeah. But I mean he turned Dragon Ball Super dark. He gave that... let me keep going. Nappa 5. Khalifa 5. King Vegeta 8. Gohan 11. Goten 13.
Rob, that's wild to me.
Pan 39%.
Fuck Pan.
Man.
Pan is the biggest pump fake ever. Because Pan should be fucking dope and never is. Just is not dope.
I mean, we're getting a different shift in this Dragon Ball Super series, so we don't know.
But I'm saying it hasn't happened. Like in GT, Pan
based
was
on
trash.
GT, I totally see why this is the case.
Yeah.
Pan was so trash in GT. Pan would just show up and be like, let's do it, Grandpa. And then,
I don't understand. I just can't. I can't fathom putting Pan over Goten. I just can't, bro.
I like Goten because he looks just like Goku. That's the only reason I like
bro,
him.
Bro, for a second.
But like in GT, he's the same. Like they're just like, yeah, he stopped fighting because he likes like fashion now. And it's like, man,
that's,
what?
That's
yeah,
I mean, horrible.
That's whack. And I mean, it's whack, but he still looks just like Goku.
But at least Pan was trying to get it in. Like he's just like, yo, fuck, I'm trying to look good out here. I'm trying to get girls, bro. Like,
yeah, I mean, but the thing is, like, he's out here trying to get girls and do whatever. I can understand that. I can't understand training with Goku and being the direct descendant of Goku and doing nothing but taking fucking L's like you're Vegeta's child.
Well, actually, she's only a quarter Saiyan, right? So she's probably how that probably works. Remember, I think it was hybrid Saiyans got a bigger Zenkai boost and they had more potential than actual Saiyans, right?
Yeah, that's true.
And then if you're, I'm guessing if you're losing more blood, if you're now you're a quarter Saiyan, you're probably losing that. You can't get as strong. Like Pan can't get as strong as the rest
arguably,
of them.
But if you get stronger because you're half, why would you get weaker because you're quarter?
I don't know.
You know what I'm saying? You think that by that argument, a full-blooded Saiyan should be the most powerful.
The logic makes no sense.
That's what I'm saying. The logic doesn't make any sense.
Well,
so why would you make it try to make sense?
Well, what I'm saying is, I'm guessing is that half Earthling is giving is they said something. I think they said something about a half Earthling's blood is kind of not purified, but it kind of balances the blood perfectly in a sense for a Saiyan to be this perfect being in a sense.
It's something like that.
Yeah, but there's always some ego shit. Like, yeah, man, humans. We're the best.
Yeah, it's like both because they've said that, right? Where they have like, oh, the half Saiyan, half humans have more potential and can get stronger.
Right.
Not one of them has surpassed Goku and Vegeta, except for Gohan once.
Yeah, for a very short period of
time. And I guess Future Trunks a couple like once or twice.
For a very short period of time.
Yeah. And then the main two just go
the pure
get right
Saiyans,
back on top.
The pure Saiyans, like whenever there's a major threat to the planet. Who do you send, the halves or the pures?
Man, I got to be honest. Like, I got to talk about it. 11% Gohan, like,
we're gonna go there?
Least favorite?
That's kind of high for me, too.
Well, I mean
that's
you
crazy.
Know what? Do you want me to give you the argument?
Well, I understand why.
I'm gonna give it, though.
But
we're here.
I can understand not liking Gohan. But, like, in a world where Raditz gets 0%?
Well, Raditz doesn't. There's no reason not to like Raditz.
He shows up and he kidnaps people and tries to. And he basically
saying,
got Goku killed.
But I'm saying he pretty much he wreaked havoc. You know what I'm saying? He was like, I'm a bad guy, show up and did bad things.
Mm-hmm. Bro.
What about Gohan? You know what I'm saying?
What about Gohan?
I'm not saying Gohan. Gohan, like, obviously Gohan was a victim of circumstance, but at the same time, like, you were making the same shit about Goten. Gohan was like, let me get back in these books and study. I'm like, you have the potential to protect the planet when your dad's not gone, when your dad's not here, and you're one of the only people. Period, that can do this. It's not just like, oh, yeah, you're an Olympic athlete. Don't worry, somebody else will run. It's like, no, you're one of the only people that can do this shit. And you were like, I'd rather do this shit regular people do.
But here's the thing. When shit went down, when Frieza came back after resurrection, he knew he was under-equipped. Gohan still showed up.
He showed up, stalled out, and got the boys here, got the team here that he needed to get here.
I get it. But at the same time, it shouldn't have even been like that. It should never have been that.
Listen.
You remember how much
you know what I want for this man. You know what I want for him.
And you know that I like him. I just told you that. But I'm saying, if I'm playing devil's advocate, like, Gohan has had a lot of he ain't shit moments. Do we want to take a moment and just reflect on Great Saiyan Man? Like, that was one of the worst arcs in Dragon Ball.
So you're going to put Great Saiyan Man over a terrible Saiyan named King Vegeta who sold his people out, who pretty much...
Yeah, he's interesting.
Who's a terrible father.
Well, that also goes against your argument of that, like, he went out to be a superhero to help people. Like, whether or not you
but
think he was fucking
boring.
Cheesy and corny, which he was.
But the thing is that he went...
Like,
to go,
that's fine. And he was still, but, like, and he was still going out there.
And saved the world.
Is yeah. He, but is he really... Like, the thing is, it's like... If you don't actually train for the real threats, he's going around saving fucking dogs from trees and like criminal shit, stopping stuff that police can stop from happening. He's not stopping fucking
Krillin's
super
police.
Yeah, that's when Krillin's a fucking human. You know what I'm saying? So like, he's half Saiyan, but and he's over here not training, putting on a fucking costume and doing police work.
He absolutely was training.
Wait, he was doing shit.
Okay, yes, he was.
So you respect Batman?
Do I respect Batman? Mm-hmm. I have a hard time with Batman because Batman is just like the epitome of like billionaire playboy bullshit. Because
I mean, he's essentially a superhero in a sense, like, you know, like a Batman.
I have a hard time with Batman. That's what I'm saying. I have a hard time with Batman. Yeah. Batman,
Keith's not gonna like Batman. That. Keith's gonna be like, fuck you.
Who is
Keith?
Oh, I mean, the thing is, like, I understand why people like Batman, but it's like, I have a hard time.
He's a cop.
He's a cop.
And he's a cop.
Oh. He's a detective. Bro. So, yeah. But I have a really hard time glorifying cops. I have a hard time glorifying billionaires. He's a billionaire fucking cop.
Oh, that's terrible.
With mental problems.
Yeah, mentally unstable, who beats the fuck out of people without any kind of due process. Yeah.
He doesn't, like, invest his money in the community. He's just like, I'm going to make this new kind of battering that blows up bad guys.
Yo.
Way
are
better.
Are you buying weed? Battering to the face.
Batman is a horrible person, dog. He's a billionaire cop.
Yes.
This just now hit you?
With ego problems.
I finally comprehended it.
He's beating up mentally handicapped people.
Yeah, it's like mentally ill motherfuckers. He's literally going out there and beating them into a bloody pulp.
Dog.
He's a representation of like what's wrong with the United States.
Dog, fuck Batman, bro.
And then he also makes other people think that they should do it. Like, you could argue that he's part of the reason why
he's
like,
grabbing orphan kids to do this shit too.
Yeah, he takes orphans in the line of fire.
Yeah, the whole adopting kids and making it work,
but
for
not
him.
Loving on them, not loving them is like child labor.
He keeps them all at like
teaching
arm's
him to
length.
Be tough.
Yo, Batman's a fucking villain.
Yeah,
a little bit. Especially because, like, so many of his villains are kind of, like, their origins are tied up with Batman.
Yeah,
for the
just like,
part.
I fell in this vat of acid because of
Batman.
Because
Batman pushed me, and I want revenge.
You know what I'm saying?
Dog, I never put two and two together or nine and nine together. Yeah.
Well, the thing
is, this guy's terrible.
But you got to think about it like that. One of the things that's always been interesting to me about, like, the whole Batman arcs and all that is that, like, if you look at the time when his parents are around and he's a little kid, there was no supervillains.
Yeah.
The villains came about when he came about.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's what's one of the greatest parts of Dark Knight. They talk about, like, Alfred's telling him, like, if you do this, I even talk about this in Avengers, like, when you go out there and you put this out there that I can do this, you invite challenge.
Yep.
Yeah.
You invite people that want to topple you.
There has to be a yin and a yang with this shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There has to be, I think. That's how the worlds always work.
Yeah, so.
Fucking Batman's a villain.
That argument didn't go at all the way you planned it to. Yeah, Brennan, do you like Batman? I was just like, that's what
and
we're doing?
My thing is, like, if you were a Batman person, you gotta respect Saiyan, but this is, I didn't realize he was that terrible a person.
Like,
so Saiyan's better than him, for sure.
Red Hood is the character who I like in that universe.
Yeah, Red Hood is crazy.
I love Red Hood.
Won't get into it, but he's got it.
Do you know the story of Red Hood?
Yeah, I know the story of Red Hood.
Do you know the original Red Hood? Because the original Red Hood is Joker.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know about that one.
I didn't know about that one. That's crazy.
Yeah, he was the Red Hood as like just a regular like criminal, and Batman went to go stop him, and they like Red Hood was essentially just like
a
name they passed around to different criminals.
Oh, I knew about that. Yeah,
and
they
had this dude fill in as the Red Hood.
Yep.
He wasn't really anybody. He was just a fucking stand-up comedian that was down on his luck, so he was taking crime jobs.
And he got pushed into
pushed into a vat of acid.
And who pushed him?
Batman.
Into the vat of acid.
Oh, wow.
That's one origin. Obviously, there's a lot of
origin
stories with Joker.
But yeah.
That's in Killing Joke, I think.
Was terrible.
Yes.
Killing Joke was good.
I like Killing Joke.
It was dark.
It was okay.
Yeah. I know Cam's not a huge fan of
I liked it.
Killing Joke.
Killing Joke was the one where it got wild,
captures
right?
Commissioner Gordon and all
that. Yeah, that shit was crazy.
He went. Yeah. Joker was diabolical.
He was intense in that one.
Yeah. All right, so let's go to we got a few more panels to get through. Yeah. Favorite main characters by vote. Others got votes, three votes. Spike, Lelouch, Kirito, Guts. Kaneki got 4, Eren got 5, Deku got 5, Yuji got 7, Gon got 8, Edward Elric got 9, Asta from Black Clover got 9.
Asta. Mm-hmm.
Yusuke got 12, Luffy got 12, Tanjiro got 13, Ichigo 14, Goku 14, Naruto 16.
I think it's interesting though, like, I'm not mad at these ratings because it's like, if you look at like the top 5, it's like, the best five anime.
Yeah, I mean, you're looking at like the top three, or the big three, basically, right here, plus Tanjiro.
Yeah.
And Goku, obviously, but he.
We know Tanjiro's going to end up being in the next big, you know, whatever.
Yeah, once the shit is said and done. Man, I love that my brother, when I got him into it, he called me the other day, too, and was just like, finish the manga, too, bro.
Yes.
It's just incredible. He's like, this shit is fucking incredible, man. So,
man, I'll tell you a big surprise for me on this one. I'm shocked Yuji is as low as he is. I thought Yuji would get a lot more.
Wait,
love.
Who's Yuji again?
From Jujutsu Kaisen?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll give it.
Is this
Under Gon?
Just your favorite main characters from anime.
You have him over. You watch both. You have him over Asta. Yeah. You have him over Under.
I'd say Under. And the only reason, actually, I think he's rated correctly, but it's only because of the source material. Mm. Like, he only has one season.
Yeah, there's not.
You know what I'm saying? The rest of these guys, like, Gon has multiple, like, three seasons. Asta has, like, five seasons. You know what I'm saying? Like, they all have so much more source material that it's easier to be able to have a better picture of who they actually are.
I mean, technically, he has a movie, and it's not even... he doesn't have
he's
a movie,
not even
actually.
In it. You know, he's not...
Movie, yeah.
Man, that's a tough look for Deku, who's got, like, seven seasons or whatever, and the fucking number... he's got
only
five votes.
Deku, that's actually what My Hero Academia really does, though, is that he's the main character, but, like, they spend so much time on so many other characters.
Great supporting cast.
Yeah, the supporting cast is great. And I actually like that about that show. I don't like shows that are just, like, you know... I love Bleach, but my biggest note
that's
about
my
Bleach
biggest note is his
it's,
for supporting
it's the
characters
Ichigo show.
Aren't
his
supporting
characters
anything?
They can't hold a candle to this motherfucker. Like, he goes into these fights, and the supporting characters are like, "All right, cool, we'll go fight like the sub bosses,"
and they still lose.
And they still lose. Then he still has to come back and save them.
So is it more the Ichigo show than the Goku show?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, it is
crazy.
Wow.
Yo, it is the Ichigo show. But the thing is, though, like, Ichigo is so fucking dope, you don't care.
That's the thing. He is
so fucking dope. He goes hard for his people, and, like, he does not have...
And, like, the other side characters have their moments. Like, they have a few here and there.
Yeah.
They still need help with finishing those moments.
I mean, the thing is, the side characters that are dope are the ones that aren't the direct side
characters.
Like, his actual
captains
crew... his actual crew is trash, but, like the other captains in this show, they want the smoke.
Yeah.
There's certain captains that, all right, cool, like, Ichigo can get washed by some of them.
Yeah, I'm just not a fan of... Like, just side characters not being shit. That's why I like Jujutsu Kaisen. That's why I like other shows like that.
That's what I'm saying.
Like,
Bleach is the only show that was able to do that in a way that was like, I don't care.
Yeah. Mm.
But if you were to give it a note, that would be the note.
So you guys kind of agree with this list in a sense? Like, maybe interchanging the three or four, but like...
I think when you look at the top of this list, it's all interchangeable by one or two votes. Mm. So I feel like pretty much Yusuke up is, like, for the most part, a wash for me. Like, all of them are on the same level.
Yeah.
And then I agree with what comes below it, to be honest. Like...
You have Edward Elric at a 9. You have him low.
I'll keep him where he is. Like, you know, like, I think that, I mean, that's one of the, that anime is incredible, but it's mostly because of the story. It's not
that's
because
another
of
one with supporting cast is really great.
Yeah, the supporting
great.
Cast is great. The villains
really
are great.
Is.
Like, as a character, Edward Elric is cool, but he's not like the man, like, let me get the Edward Elric tattoos. Like, people are getting tattoos of, like,
the show.
The show. Yeah. You know, or like the you know, or like
the
suit circles.
Of armor that,
you know,
his
they
brother's
get
wearing.
The transmutation circles. You know what I'm saying?
True.
It's like they did such a good job of building the world and the powers in that show that it didn't really matter what Edward was really like. Because Edward was kind of silly, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, I like Ed, but he's not my favorite character on the show.
He's definitely not. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's his, he's the main character, but he's not.
It's
I like
his
brother
his
more than
like. Yeah, I like Alphonse a lot.
Yeah. But you know, it's funny when you guys say all this. Like you said, the top four or five, like they lead even when it comes to even like a merch type thing. You look at Tanjiro, like people are rocking his like plaid shorts,
outside
whatever, checkered shorts.
Mm-hmm. Outside of Ice, like Tanjiro is pretty much universally loved. Like,
yeah, people love Tanjiro.
I'm just saying, if you're gonna get saved by any of these motherfuckers, I'll take Tanjiro on my team.
Yeah, because he's gonna die trying.
Yeah,
very. Least.
Yeah. I mean, actually, like, maybe this is, I don't know, maybe this is a hot take, but like, I'm almost surprised Goku was as high as he is, to be honest with you.
I'm with that. Terrible father.
I mean, it's not to say, like, he's definitely popular. Like, obviously, Dragon Ball is huge, but, like, I mean, looking even at his own polls, like, he didn't get favorite Saiyan, or he got voted least favorite Saiyan a couple times. So I'm surprised to see him. I'm surprised to see him as high up as he is.
I'd like to point out that Riley said Ichigo is LeBron on 07 Cavs. Yo, I watched highlights of that the other day, like, the 07 Cavs.
Terrible.
LeBron James, though. LeBron James on that team?
When you disrespect him and say he's not as good as he is, it's like he took a bunch of NBA standard bums.
Right.
To the final. Like, come on, bro.
All I'm saying is, like, when you go back and watch, like, LeBron still is great to watch now, but you kind of forget how insanely dominant he was.
Yeah.
Like, my dad has a theory that the league paid the Pistons to lay down and let LeBron win when he won the Eastern Conference Finals that year, when he went to the finals with the that terrible team.
Yeah.
But if you go back and watch the tape, it's like they put every single person on him. Mm. They were doing switch. They were running like zones. They were doing double teaming. They just could not stop this Negro.
He was 4 years in.
He could not be stopped. He was faster than they were. He was stronger than they were. And he was a smart, the smartest player on the court. Like, what do you do?
Yeah, I mean, I don't blame that man for going down to Miami at all.
No. Nobody does. And especially since he came back up and won one for Cleveland.
Yeah. No, a lot of people do blame him because they're like, for example, again, my dad makes the argument like, you know, yeah, LeBron's fine or whatever, but like he had to go switch teams and he had to go run a Dwayne Wade's team to win a championship. I was like, but then he came back to the Cavs and
won a championship.
Yeah, and he's like, well, that was Kyrie's championship. I'm like, get the fuck out. What has Kyrie done since then?
Somebody put up a post. I know we got to get back to this, but somebody put up a video saying, like, how do you say this is Kyrie's championship? And they broke down his stats and what LeBron did in that series. And it's like, you're fucking crazy for saying that.
LeBron almost won the finals MVP on multiple occasions when his team lost.
That's crazy.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it was a part of the conversation. Like, yo, we might just give it to him.
And he was the MVP every time he's won.
Yeah, every time he's won, he's been the MVP. And the times he's lost, literally, I remember the announcer saying, like, no loser has ever won the finals MVP, but LeBron deserves it.
What's his face did?
What, there's a loser that won?
Yeah, it was just on Winning Time. Jerry West. One year, he lost to the Celtics, and they gave him Finals MVP.
Do we count those times?
Because he had lost like 10 in a row or whatever at that point.
Do we count the one of the biggest losers in the game, the logo? Do we count him?
Hey man, look, he still got a chip though.
He does. I mean, and honestly, like, I don't know if you guys have checked out Winning Time. I enjoyed it. I know
I want to watch.
They made it a lot, but he's mad about it. Like, he's not happy. He won that, and he's like, oh, you're the logo though. He's like, I don't give a fuck about that. Like, I wanted to beat the Celtics. Fuck Boston.
Oh wow,
he never did beat the Boston Celtics.
Now I want to see what.
He beat the Knicks.
That's right.
And he never beat the Celtics.
No. So I do want to see how their Magic Johnson when he does his story about it, because they're gonna. I heard he has no parts of the Winning Time.
No, a lot of the people other than one dude, I forget the player, but his son plays him on the show.
Yeah, he plays in Snowfall too, as like as Kane in Snowfall. Mm. Yeah, what's his name? They have a child. His mom is Debbie Allen, I think.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm blanking.
Yeah, I can't think of his name either. All right, next poll.
This is another Naruto one.
Yeah,
Akatsuki
versus the Phantom Troop, and Phantom Troop got 4 votes. Akatsuki at 25. We can't speak on that.
Can't really speak on it. Yeah. I will say, like, I know just based on our discussion that we've had before with like Hunter versus Naruto villains. I mean, Phantom Troop, like Nen users, obviously they're beasts in their world, but based on what I understand about the power scaling for Naruto, like, I think these guys are like on planet destruction level.
Oh, this is Pain's crew.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like these dudes are serious business from what I've heard. So okay. It's like,
yeah, I mean, but whatever. Like,
yeah, it's tough for me to say. So I don't know. We're gonna.
I'll be ready to fight Ice Man. He's just like, let me just make another Naruto poll. Like, I can't talk about this shit, bro.
All right, next poll: Afro Samurai versus Killer Bee.
That's another Naruto,
right? Killer Bee.
I was like, who's Killer Bee?
Killer Bee.
Smoked
him
out though. 24,
yeah, he sure
24
did.
To 10.
Yep. He seems like. He is, I don't know. Gonna have to agree. Just have to trust the voters on this one.
All right.
All right. So this was a Black History Month tag team. This was Canary and Yoruichi versus Piccolo and Tozen. Do you know who Tozen is? Tozen.
I mean, I got a shirt on right now with some black characters. But
I don't think Tozen is on there. Let me figure that out.
He's Bleach.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Why do you know this, Cam? You just sat there.
Who?
Tozen, the black dude with the purple hair, the blind one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's dope as fuck. His power is terrifying.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So you should be able to kind of talk about this.
Yeah, hey, I'll be able to talk about it.
Canary and Yoruichi versus Piccolo and Tozen.
Yeah, Piccolo and Tozen win this. The reason is because Yoruichi and Piccolo will probably go head up, but Canary.
Canary's not taking anybody.
No, Canary's not taking anybody. Yeah. This guy, Tozen, is a captain. And Bleach.
X-Cap.
And his power, his Bankai, is that he takes away all your senses.
Oh, that's pretty dope.
Yeah, so he's like Bankai, and it's just like the world goes black. You know?
Oh, yeah, cool.
And then he still, but he can't.
He get beat, though.
He did lose. But
does he lose his senses too when he does it? Or?
His story's so sad.
He has the saddest story.
I'm not going to spoil
it. I don't want to go into it. Like, Bleach has some fucking backstories, man. Yeah. His story's so sad. But either way, point being is that against a normal motherfucker, they're helpless against this guy.
Yeah, this definitely seems like a 2-on-1 because like I like Canary, but she's just a person.
Yep.
Yeah, she's gonna.
Does she have Nen even? Like, I know the butlers are for,
she had
for real.
She had to have had them, but she didn't use it.
Yeah. And I think she would have been dope in their storyline, but yeah, she's going to get smoked out.
Yeah, she's lower tier, like, on her own show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next one. Demon Slayer Mugen Train movie versus Jujutsu Kaisen movie 0. Mugen Train got 48%. Jujutsu Kaisen 0 got 52%. This is a close one.
Yeah, and this is one that we even debated on the podcast.
Yeah.
I'm taking Mugen Train.
Interesting.
I'm taking Mugen Train because it's like it's almost like two movies in one.
Yeah.
You know, you get two different villains. You get everything you like. Some of the most visceral experiences I've had watching any kind of movie happen in that movie.
Yeah.
You know, when Tanjiro had to keep killing himself.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Spoiler
just like,
guys.
Well, I'm just, whatever. Like, no, I mean, but like that and, you know, and like, I remember the Jujutsu Kaisen movie was just kind of like, we walked out. We were like, that was fun.
That was cool.
It was a lot of fun, but it wasn't like, fuck.
Yeah.
You know?
We were hurt.
Yeah. We
after
were.
Mugen Train.
I remember that.
Yeah. We were really hurt. We were like, how could we? I mean, y'all knew what was going to happen. I didn't know what was going to happen.
Yeah.
I was just like, yo, that Hashira was amazing. I don't want to say he was fired because that would be too easy to do.
Unintended.
But he was amazing. And it's just like, yo, like the way that it went down.
So what would you flip the percentage to?
I would flip it to more like a 70-30, to be honest.
Rob.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with Brennan on this one. Of the two, I prefer Mugen Train. I think that's kind of how we landed on it during the podcast. Because we even tried to give, I think we did points for something like that for this. We would go point by point, if I'm remembering it right, which I might not be. But I remember Mugen Train eked out for me. Like, I thought Jujutsu Kaisen 0 was cool. Like, I liked the characters, but I mean, it's like you learn more about the backstory of that world, which was neat, and you learned about the new guy that the other second year that's in the school. But Mugen Train, man, like it just moved the story forward. It was well told. Like I was moved watching that movie. Like especially even when you know, without getting into spoilers, but when you know, Rengoku thinks about his mom, you know, in towards the end of the movie, it's just like. That was tough.
And fuck that. If you ain't seen the movie yet, we ain't spoil. We ain't no spoiler.
It's been off
shit.
For so long.
It's in the description of the podcast that we spoil things.
Yeah. All right. Well, I mean, the fact that he's like he's in his dying moments, think like, and this guy just like become a demon, could become like me, and he's thinking back to like his mom when she was on her deathbed and like the words that she left for him, and he refuses to do it. I'm like, man, like that hit the emotions for me. And Jujutsu Kaisen 0 was cool, but it didn't even. I felt no like. Emotional
not the same.
Height.
Not
exactly.
The same.
And that was the main thing for me is that I didn't feel any emotion when it came to Jujutsu Kaisen like that.
It was good though. I was just like, it's
like
a good movie.
Cool fights. There was stuff that was like,
the
this
animation
is neat.
In that was really cool to watch.
Yeah.
That's
yeah. And even knowing what happened between with Rengoku, like reading the manga, to be honest with you, I was like, do it. Turn into a demon dog. Like that would have been kind of dope.
Keenan, we know you want to become one. We
but that
would have
been
given the choice.
You would do you would go turn
he
into
would
a demon.
Just become a demon.
I don't know if I would. If I was like a Hashira, I don't know if I would. But like can't saying I would. But like
I think you would.
I think it would be I think it would have been
if you were in Rengoku's
shoes. You're about to die.
But here's my thing is I think it'll be dope to flip a Hashira in that sense and turn and add that to the sense to where now they gotta fight. That would be fucking crazy, bro.
If they had all had to fight Rengoku in that scene, that would have been crazy.
I didn't get just that.
So. All I'm saying is, Keenan, like, I think you would have done it. Honestly, I don't know if I would have done it either. I mean, I'm about to die.
Yeah.
I'm going to lose. And for me, like, in my super optimistic mind, I'm like, I could turn into a demon and then kill both of us. You know what I'm saying? Like, I could turn into a demon and hold us both into the sunlight, and then I, you know, it's a stalemate.
And it could be that too. It's like one of those things. Like
but after you turn into a demon, you probably don't want to do that anymore.
I mean,
I'm sure it fucks with your mind a little bit.
But I think when you turn into a demon, you actually lose your backstory on that bullshit like that. But like in that sense, if I was Rengoku, I'd be like, oh, you motherfucker. In the game, like a whipper do it to him, they were like, oh shit. We would have just, like, you know, killed Tanjiro and everybody else.
Well, the thing is, he would have had to take him to Michael Jackson, though. Like, he couldn't turn somebody into a demon himself.
No, that's right. Yeah, he would have had to take him.
What?
Just like you said, just casually take him to Michael Jackson.
Take him to Michael Jackson.
Okay, I'm sorry, Smooth Criminal. Take him to Smooth Criminal.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, they purposely made him look like Smooth Criminal.
Oh, they did. I mean, there is a purpose behind it. I don't know if it was that, but.
Yeah. So fun. But I mean, my percentage, I would probably give it like maybe like 75-25 too, because like it's just like it's like you said, the action was fun in Jujutsu Kaisen, but I was just like, man,
That story with like his little girlfriend just didn't hit me.
Yeah,
in the feels, like I think they wanted it to.
Right.
Yeah.
So next one, this is a sword fight, I believe, right?
Yeah, this is Sword Fighter.
Akame versus Tengen from
Demon Slayer.
Demon Slayer.
Sound Ashira.
Sound Ashira. 14 votes to 25. Akame with 25.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I couldn't disagree more.
Really?
Yeah, why is that?
Go for it.
I mean, Akame's dope. And the thing is, it's like, I think, you know, she's a great... I think it's like, if they were in the same world, then yes. But because of how different the power levels are in the world...
I was going to say, isn't her ability, she just has to cut you once?
Yeah, she's a one-hit kill. She's a one-hit kill. But, like, if he catches her rhythm...
But also, isn't he immune to poison?
He is immune to poison.
That's what I was gonna get
to.
She would be thrown off.
She would be thrown off if he's not instantly dead, and that would probably give him the opening too.
But also, he's just a monster. Remember when he fucking held the tip? You know what I'm saying? Like,
that was crazy.
Like, he is so strong physically, and so fast.
Yeah,
you know. And it's just like, remember, like, we watched that whole training arc with our three main characters. Like, they got, you know, three times as strong as they've ever been. And then he runs off, and they can't even keep up with this motherfucker.
Yeah.
You know? And I'm just like, he's that fast, that strong, that smart. You know, he has a superpower, you know, with the sound side of things. Like, she doesn't have a superpower. It's like, I'm just going to sword fight you, and if I cut you, you lose. So, to me, it's like, if I had to put money on who's going to win the fight, I'm going to say him. But it really comes down, it's like a coin flip. Like, I think he's a better fighter, but I think, you know, all she needs is just one hit, and she's a great fighter, too.
Well, like I said, he's somewhat immune to poison, so now it's about how long does he last?
Yeah,
with the poison him. After she gets some.
Well, I mean, he gets poisoned by that one.
If she gets some, huh? Yeah, that's true. Let me ask you this: do you think she's a Hashira in their world?
No, I don't think she's.
Do you think she's on Tanjiro's and them level?
Yes,
she's better than them. I think she could. You could make an argument for Akame being Hashira level
because
she's been. I mean, she's been trained to be an assassin since like she was a young child.
I would say she's probably got the skill set to at least stand toe to toe.
Well, she has powers too,
right? And I
remember she cut herself.
Oh,
Brennan, closer to the mic.
That's. Oh.
Yeah, she cut herself.
That's right. That was her sword.
Oh, Yuslin just said that.
Yeah, her sword ability, her like next level thing.
Yeah, she cuts herself and then she goes into like this berserker, like more powerful mode. Remember, she had all the tattoos and stuff.
I do. Yeah, so she does have another level. I think she could be a sheer level sword fighter in the Demon Slayer world. But I do think this is a close fight. I think you could really make it an argument either way.
Who's your money on?
If you're a betting man,
I gotta go Akame. Akame because like. She beat Ezdeath, man. Like, and Ezdeath was a fucking monster.
Ezdeath was a monster.
Ezdeath was a fucking problem.
So to say Akami's not going to be Hashira is wild, bro. I think she for sure is. I think Ezdeath is an Hashira. Yeah.
Ezdeath.
For sure.
Ice Hashira,
that would be fucking
That'd be
fire.
Crazy.
Like, no, yeah. That would be dope as hell.
Yeah.
You think that they could be demons? The upper six? Or lower six?
Right? I would say Ezdeath could be.
If people from that show were going to kill demons, like they're given the swords or whatever, but then that changes things for them, right?
Yeah,
then
she's
their
not
power set.
Yeah, she did exactly. Yeah.
But like Ezdeath, like she had the ice powers, but she was still a beast with a sword, and her powers didn't necessarily make her better with a sword.
Right.
Akame, you could make the argument that it's not as strong because to get to her best level, she needs to cut herself with the sword. That's how she gets to her next thing. So she doesn't have that same weapon, she doesn't have that next level. She doesn't have that next gear. Ezdeath, I think, is, you know, of the two, better potential, more raw strength, more raw ability.
Agreed. I give my slight edge to Tengen, too, in this. But I would make it...
it'd be a good fight.
It would
be. If you're talking about, like, a percentage-wise, if you're talking about, like, out of 100, I give it, like a 47-53 split in that sense. Slight edge to Tengen, and then depending on, like I said, it can go other way.
Mine's like 49-51, man. That's right.
I don't agree with that. I mean, I don't disagree with that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's very close. I think either way.
That's a good question.
So next poll. V versus Gearless Joe. V versus Gearless Joe. Vi, I'm sorry. Vi versus Gearless Joe. Gearless Joe got 47%, and Vi ended up winning with 53%.
Man, this is another one that I think is very close.
Yeah.
Go ahead. You have a thought on it, Brennan?
I would have picked Gearless, cause Vi like needs the gears, you know.
I don't think she does. Like, cause you saw her like mixing it up on the training stuff. Like,
no, she can scrap, but I just like Gearless. Season one, Gearless.
He's definitely
a bad
good.
Motherfucker, man.
He is. He's quick.
But Vi hands and feet though, right?
She's mostly just hands, but yeah, she was a little bit of feet.
Yeah, she's got like a boxer style too.
Yeah.
She's like a brawler.
Yeah, she's has the boxer, like she's doing the dips and stuff. So I'm going Gearless. But I mean, the thing is, I'm going gearless, but
tell sex is
it kind of it kind of feels like it depends on where they're fighting, because I think Vi is more capable of using the environment than gearless. Because gearless,
oh,
yeah.
for sure.
In a street fight, she's
in the streets, she like she's probably gonna win. But like if they're in a ring, he's gonna like, because she's just gonna be on the ropes. You know, it's just gonna be a problem.
I could see that.
Okay, that's fair. I like that actually. I like that actually. How about you?
I could see that too. Because definitely Joe's got the footwork. She's raw. She doesn't really have like as much training.
Yeah.
Like she's just out there fighting with people in back alleys and in prison. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So she definitely can fight, but I could see her getting gassed in like a rules fight. But like, yeah, if she can throw his head through a fucking jukebox, like,
yeah,
it'd be tough. So I think environment heavily weighs into this for sure.
Yeah.
In conditions of the fight, but I think if we're just going, I don't know, man, this is tough because like they both like got, I mean, for lack of a better term, they both got that dog in them. Like they just,
yeah, they don't quit for shit.
I guess I'm gonna give it to Vi just to be the opposite of Brennan.
Yeah, I think I'm just gonna go. Like you said, it's really just environment. Gearless Joe in the ring. Vi in a street fight.
Yeah,
that's how
I think that's
it.
How it goes.
Yeah, that's how I look at it. And I think she actually smoked his ass in a street fight. Mm-hmm. I think it's probably a little closer in a ring, but he still wins. But I think her using the environment is she might mop him up pretty quickly.
Yeah, she's got strength too. Like she's just in there punching those prison walls for like 10 years.
Yeah,
yeah, she's a problem.
All right, next one is next poll is Yusuke versus Yuji. Yuji, 37%. Yusuke, 63%. What exactly was this panel? This poll was.
This
about?
Was just. This is another one. Like who? This was like a high school brawlers. Like guys that fight. So this is not like a conditional. Like, oh, who's the best dresser? It's just
so
like.
So Yuji doesn't have his. Does he have his powers?
I think
he has Sukuna. Why is this even a close fight? What are you talking about?
I would think this is more just like, let's just call it like just based off of their own like
style
abilities.
Fight?
Yeah. That's Yusuke. That's Yusuke.
Dog, I'm saying, beginning of season two, bro, he's a fucking dog. That fight is just pure just dogness.
Are you talking about Yuji or Yusuke?
Yusuke.
Yeah, Yusuke. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like Yusuke.
He was pure dog.
But he was a
fight.
Dog in the season one. Like he was. He wanted the smoke from jump. Like Yuji was just like.
He's just, I mean, yeah, Yusuke is like tracking down other schools' bullies and fighting
their
them
ass.
For fun.
Yeah.
I think the one advantage you got to give Yuji here is that Yuji naturally is like super strong.
Oh,
like
Jesus, ice enter the chat, guys.
Yeah. Super strength.
Yeah, he said, we're the greatest.
Fucking anime podcast in the entire world.
Is that how ice sounds to you?
Yeah. That.
No, okay.
When he says it anyways, go ahead.
In the entire world.
So go ahead, Rob.
But I do think, Yuji has that bit of an edge where it's just like, I think Yusuke's got the better fundamentals, but Yuji's got the raw strength. Like, remember he was doing stuff where he was like, the coach was begging him to join any of the athletic teams, if I'm remembering right, because he was like throwing a shot put like into like soccer goals and like, you know, bending shit. Like this guy has got superhuman strength.
Yeah.
Off rip. Like on his own. So even if we're talking about just their abilities, Yusuke's got to be very careful not to get hit much. It's all about whether or not he can.
Yeah, I mean, but Yusuke, I think, is a smarter fighter. That's the advantage for me. It's like that's how you remember his whole season one.
Yeah,
he won all of his fights by outsmarting people that were stronger than him.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
true.
So it's like this guy's stronger than him, not as aggressive, not a killer. Yusuke is a killer. You know what I'm saying? And is extremely smart and crafty. So it's just like for me, it's a no brainer. He's gonna win.
I can see it. Yeah.
All right. Next poll. African Samurai versus Mugen. Mugen at 16%. Afro Samurai 84%.
Yeah, Afro Samurai takes this one.
Yeah.
I see that. Yeah. I absolutely
he split
see that.
A bullet. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, dude's going up against like monsters and robots and all kinds of crazy stuff.
Mugen's gonna put up it's gonna be a fun fight for Mugen. He's gonna put up a good fight, but Afro Samurai's gonna
win. He's gonna get smoked out and just be like, I love it. This is great. This is a fun fight. Thank you for beating my ass and
finish it.
Yeah,
just finish it.
Afro Samurai is gonna like have his girl come out, his like busty girl that he grew up with or whatever. Mugen's gonna get totally caught unawares.
Oh crap!
Just like he did every other time, even though he's supposedly street smart. Some girls flashed him some pretty eyes and a smile, and he was done.
Yeah,
every time.
Yep.
We can't. I can speak on this one, but Garu versus Rock Lee.
Yeah. That's another one where it's like, that's Naruto. Can't.
Garu, 39%. Rock Lee, 61%. I don't know if Ice is still in the chat, but if he wants to throw his stuff in there real quick, he can. He has about 30 seconds, and then we'll move on. But yeah, I mean, I guess just to continue with Mugen and Afro Samurai, what headband do you think Mugen would have been in Afro Samurai?
I think I posted this poll and I was mostly just like, it's like two sword fighters, two samurai. You got one guy that's like kind of by the book and you got a guy that's like a wild card. But like, we're just talking completely different power levels here. Like, yeah. Once you start thinking about it, and it's like, I don't know that Mugen gets a headband. And if he does get one, I don't know that he hangs onto it very long.
I agree. No, I'm just saying, like, you think about Afro, like,
I just don't.
How many times Afro gets surrounded by like people who spent their whole lives training to be killers?
Yeah.
And just watch them, dog walk. Like,
yeah.
Mugen will take out like three or four guys that are just like street thugs that are trying to act like they know how to fight.
Yeah.
You know, these motherfuckers have guns, they have swords, they have bombs, they have all the shit against Afro Samurai, and he just washes them.
So we think out of Jin then?
Same thing.
Yeah, same thing. Mm. Like, I feel like, you know, they.
He's just a really good traditional sword.
Yeah, man. I feel like Jin honestly might be last a bit longer if only because, like, okay.
He's more strategic.
He's not going to get, I think, as caught unawares. He knows, like, how to face off against another samurai. But the power levels are different.
Yeah, so Spectacular said, Afro also loves the ganja. Yeah, I know Spectacular fuck with it.
He does.
But, yeah, I'm with Rob. I feel like he gets a headband, but it's like, I feel like he holds on that shit for, like, a day or two, and they come after him.
He
like,
goes out drinking that night.
Yep.
And he goes to visit, you know, brothel or something like that.
Smoked.
In the middle of the night, he's done.
He's out of here. So I said Rock Lee is washing them. That's what it is.
I mean, that fits with the numbers, 61% to 39%.
Yeah.
Whatever.
All right. Saitama versus Mob. Mob at 41%. Saitama 59%.
Yeah. And just to be clear, this is 100% Mob Psycho, full use of his powers. He's already there at the level. It's not like he's got to take a hit from Saitama to get there. Like, everybody's good to go, full power. Let him face off.
So, wait.
And I made that clear in the poll, for sure.
You made that clear in the poll?
Yeah.
Can Mob just blow his head up? Like, blow his mind? Like, how can Saitama not lose by getting physically hit, but if somebody goes and blows your mind up, can't that happen?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, I'm just trying to remember, like, in Mob, like, the vast majority of all the fighting is, like, more of a telekinesis kind of vibe.
Yeah.
You know, it's not, like, internal mental warfare at all. Actually, yeah. I can't remember a single example of that. Mm. Like, if you think about that show, it's just, like, all of the mental powers are manifested in physical powers. And so if that's the case,
he's out of here.
Physically,
he's out of
Saitama
here.
Is not going to be able to be harmed. If everything is a physical attack, he will not be able to be harmed, and he's going to wash him. So I would take Saitama. But if he has the ability to be Professor X or some shit, which I also just watched fucking Doctor Strange.
I just watched it yesterday, too.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, I don't know then, too. You know what I'm saying? Because the Scarlet Witch is not here for games.
At all.
And she's not a mind person either like that. But
yeah.
Like, that's all he does. And
she can be, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, but good Lord.
Side note, that was a little overrated.
I didn't like that movie.
It was all right.
I did like the Scarlet Witch as the bad guy, though.
She was great.
Yeah, she was.
She was really good. I don't know. I think there's scenarios where, I mean, we've seen, like, I think this is in season one of Mob Psycho, so this doesn't spoil anything for Keenan, but, like, isn't there one of the scars that, like, he traps people in, a bubble and, like, basically suffocates them out, like, and takes their oxygen away? Like,
yeah, but how do you trap Saitama in anything?
I mean, if you're just a telekinesis dude, just boop, put him in a bubble.
And yeah, no, but punch I'm saying Saitama punches the bubble.
Can he? I don't know. Can he punch through psychic energy?
I think he can.
That's what we're talking about.
I mean, he punched through fucking an asteroid coming to the Earth. You know what I'm saying? Like, if there is any form of physical ability to be able to crush something that's physically in front of him, regardless of what the origin is, he's going to get through it. And so if it's a mental bubble, then he can't get through it. You know what I'm saying? Because it's not physically there.
Yeah.
You know, it's like it's in his mind. But if it's like a physical thing, I think nothing physical can fuck with Saitama, that's his whole thing.
Yeah.
Nothing physically can hurt him. And everything in that show has been materialized as physical. So for me, I'm just like, he's going to get his ass whooped. Like, Mob's going to get his ass whooped.
Okay. Like,
he's going to drop gravity on him. He's going to do all these kind of things. And he's going to be like, Saitama's going to be like, oh, is something happening? Crazy.
Yeah, it's possible.
He's
going to
throw
possible.
Rocks at him, you know, like all this kind of shit. He's like, wow. Crazy.
I just saw a One Punch Man spoiler on the manga. Damn it. I wish I could talk. Oh, you guys.
You and your fucking spoilers.
It was an accident.
You always say that.
You gotta understand.
Because you looked at some, you get
clear your cookie cache.
Yeah, bro.
Oh,
just,
I can?
Yes.
Yeah. If you clear the cache,
just literally
give you
just
the
clear. Go into
titles.
Your settings and hit clear cache.
Okay, I'm gonna do that.
Just delete your history.
Yeah, that's all you have to do.
Okay, yeah. Shit, I didn't know that. I'm gonna do that. All right, we got three more polls left and we're out of here, guys. He's looking at me like, I'm not gonna do it.
Me?
Yeah. Merrim versus Perfect Cell. So Merrim Hunter versus Cell, Perfect Cell.
Cell.
Merrim got 28%. Cell got 72%. It was a smoke out.
It is
a smoke show.
I mean, you can't scale Dragon Ball Z villains with
it's
anybody.
It's tough, man.
You can't. Yeah. Like,
it's
Merrim's
tough
to
tell the anime. Trying
Merrim's
to scale people's
really
powers.
Fucking powerful for his
in
world.
In his world, yeah.
In
he's
his world, but he's not.
Practically
he,
unbeatable.
He can't blow up the Earth. You know what I'm saying? Cell can blow up the Earth with the one finger.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it's just
good.
The scale is just so different. It's not even an argument. You know, it's like, even if you were like Imperfect Cell, like the first version of him, still same fucking argument. You yeah. know, it's like,
you think Imperfect Cell beats Merrim?
Yes. He could still blow up the planet, probably. He's still stronger than Frieza.
Yeah, he is.
You know what I'm saying? Like, Frieza can blow up the planet. He's blown up many planets. Like, you scale the powers in Dragon Ball Z, pretty much as soon as we get out of the Radix saga, everybody's a god. Like, everybody, like, Vegeta was like, I'm going to blow this planet up. Krillin guns. The moment Vegeta said, I'm about to blow this planet up, and he had the ability to do it, anybody at that power level or above are as or more powerful than any other character in any other universe.
Mm. Pretty it's much, just, yeah, because that
much.
Happened right in Saiyan Saga, too.
Yeah, it's like the scaling is, like, as Yuzlin Silva just said, the scaling in Dragon Ball Z doesn't make any sense. Like,
it
where are they now?
No sense.
It makes no
bro.
Sense. But where None. Are we now? It's like we got into, like, I remember thinking, like, oh, well, what are they going to do after the Tournament of Power? We're already here with the gods. And, like, well, did you go into the infinite gods? Or like,
this movie does not help.
You know what I'm saying? It's just like, they just keep powering. Like, how do you go past, like, universes destroying gods? Like, how do you go past that? It's like, well, now there's a multiverse. Like, what the fuck? Like,
Clueless said Hunter arguably has the best power scaling.
It is. Honestly, I would argue that it arguably does for how long the show goes.
Yeah.
And, like, how nobody can still destroy the planet. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, because most shows at that point, like Ice has told us, it's like Naruto at that point has somebody to destroy the planet. You know, Bleach has somebody that could destroy the planet.
I mean, he could do it anytime he wants to, if you think about it.
To my Aizen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is my Surf Spectacular said Krillin would be OP in other animes.
Yeah, he
Krillin
would be.
Would one, like they say, Krillin would solo pretty much any other universe. You know, it's like the argument, like, we
That's
like to
true.
Make Ice, is like, would Krillin solo Naruto? No, their powers work differently. It's like Krillin would just Kamehameha the planet. Like,
he just wouldn't do that because he's Krillin.
He's
exactly,
Krillin, yeah.
But if he was evil, if Krillin was evil at his power level in Dragon Ball Super in the Tournament of Power, he could destroy the planet.
You think Yamcha's smoking these guys out?
So yes.
He could.
Yes.
Put Yamcha in another anime, y'all. I want to see him in an anime.
I want to see evil Yamcha
work.
In another villain.
Yeah.
Oh, that'll be kind of dope.
Yamcha come in there just like, where's Bulma? Like, I'm looking for Vegeta and Bulma. Where the fuck they at? I got some problems and just can't find them. So until he finds them, everybody has to die.
Yeah.
Simple premise. Everybody, you know, scorched earth tactics. Let's go.
I kind of would love an evil Yamcha or some type of switch up.
He started off evil.
He did.
In Dragon
Desert
Ball,
Bandit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was dope back then.
He was.
He gave Goku the hands. When he gave the Wolfgang fist the first time, he knocked Goku through like four pillars, like cement pillars. And Goku was laid out.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, little fucking kid.
Yeah, Yamcha was dope. For a minute.
Yeah, he was slanging the dong for a Bulma and everything.
They be shitting on villains in Dragon Ball, man, as a whole. Super.
Oh, yeah.
Z
except for
Jiren,
or whatever, and Hit. They did pretty good for them.
Nah, I mean, they shitted on Hit in the Tournament of Power.
Hit got killed. Hit killed Goku.
Hit got fucked up.
In the,
yes,
Tournament,
in
of
the
Power,
Tournament of Power.
Yeah, he got smoked, bro.
Yeah, he did.
He was
did.
Having trouble with fucking, who was it, Dispo or whatever?
Yeah.
Come on, get the fuck out of here, man.
Dispo was pretty fucking dope, though.
I wasn't a fan.
No, it took him out, though.
He's essentially Beerus
like.
All right, two just more like panels left. Biggest Crybaby by percentage. Kid Gohan, 6%. Zenitsu, 19%. Shinji, 26%. Deku, 48%.
I mean, I see it, but
I
also,
don't
like, goddamn.
Shinji, bro.
Fuck y'all.
Yeah,
who voted
Shinji
on this?
Shinji and Zenitsu, like, y'all. Ice just went back in different accounts and kept voting. That's what this was.
Man, people don't fuck with Deku. They really don't like this dude.
Yo, I can't agree with you him doing that, because he would have put Shinji first. Shinji would have won this.
No, he would have put, I don't know. Honestly, he would have put Tanjiro first.
I am really surprised. But, like, a lot of people said is that, like, you know, Shinji, I think what people that were defending him were just like, he's had it terrible. Like, of these four, Deku's probably had it the easiest, and he's still. But like, I don't even think he's after like season two. You don't really see him.
He cried in one season.
Cried bad in one season.
But he did it for one season. Yeah. But now he's a monster.
Season two, for sure.
He's a monster now.
But that's the thing. It's like, yeah, it's like.
Like his progression as a character,
yeah,
right.
Is incredible.
I do agree.
I agree. I like
I can't agree with him being first. What would be your order of this then?
My order would be it would be Shinji, Zenitsu, Deku, and then Kid Gohan.
I think I would go Shinji, Zenitsu, Kid Gohan, and Deku. Kid Gohan, he
Deku's the lowest for you.
No, or in a sense of like the least crybabyish.
Yes.
The least.
You think Deku's the least crybaby?
From the top to bottom, you're saying Shinji, Zenitsu, Gohan, and then Deku's the least.
Deku's the least. Because, like you said, if that season and a half or whatever. Like, I would say Deku's crying was, like, more whining.
But it was the same thing. But Gohan only cried when he was, like, a baby.
But Gohan whined. He cried.
But he was, like, three.
He cried. Look, we're just talking about crybabies, man.
He's literally a baby.
Hey, man, we ain't talking about age, motherfucker. We talking about.
I didn't cry as a baby.
Not once?
No, I'm just kidding.
I'm going to say, Cam.
I think we all
cried. What are you putting this as, Rob?
Yeah, I got to put Shinji up on top. Shinji's number one crybaby for me. I mean, yeah, he had it bad, but like Shinji getting the goddamn robot. That's all I really need to say about that.
He's getting the fucking robot.
Get
the job
robot,
done,
Shinji.
Shut up and dribble.
Damn.
You've got plot immunity. You're fine.
I guess I'd put. I don't know. Honestly, no. I'd put Zenitsu too. I put.
He
Zenitsu
was rough.
Too. He was rough, and he was still fighting. Like he just didn't want to do it. Like because Deku was crying, but like. He was still doing what needed to get done. He was just emotional about it, usually in the aftermath. Mm. But, like, even with no powers, the dude was running out there doing his thing. And then I would put Gohan last because, like, listen, I hear you. When he was crying, it was bad. Mm. But, like, he kind of figured it out. Like, there's, like, that moment in his training with Piccolo that he's kind of like, I don't remember if this was filler or not, but he had that, like, little arc where he, like, ran into a robot or whatever and, like, he... tried to save him, but the robot like got buried or whatever, and he was just like, "Oh shit!" And he had to kind of like deal with death for the first time. And after that, like he was kind of like, "Okay, I'm ready to train. Fuck this crybaby shit. Like I'm done feeling sorry for myself."
He did cry one more time, and when he turns Super Saiyan 2, tell them to stop it. I'm just like little bitch, just turn Super Saiyan 2, man. Tell them to stop. Like,
yeah, but then what happened?
He turned up.
But then what happened?
Last panel, man. Oh, last poem. Sorry. Coaching teams.
Yeah, all right. I got the rosters right here if you guys want to reference because I just put the teams, but this is who's on them.
All right, so by percentage, this is what happened. Team DBZ got two votes. Team DBZ is Vegeta.
Can you describe what?
So this was supposed to be a coaching staff. So we've been the last few polls had all been like NBA or basketball, themed. Mm-hmm. So this is. These three characters from each show are basically made the coaches of an NBA team who would get the most out of their players.
Oh, okay.
By show.
So Dragon Ball got two, so that's at the lowest with Vegeta.
Dragon Ball Z has terrible development. Outside of Piccolo. Is he in there?
No, it's Vegeta.
Vegeta, Whis, and King Kai. Those are your coaches.
Yeah, that's terrible. They should have put Piccolo.
Yeah, I agree with that.
yeah.
Vegeta is... Who name one person Vegeta has helped get any better in his entire life.
If Piccolo was in there with them
Vegeta.
Three.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorta.
Not good enough, but he pushes himself pretty hard.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood got three. You got Mustang. You got Colonel Armstrong, sister. And I forgot his name again.
Oh, yeah. What's his guy, the buddy here that, what's his face?
Oh, the one who gets the tragic.
Tragic guy.
I keep thinking Maverick, but it's not Maverick.
The guy with the
glasses. The guy with the daughter glasses. And wife and the daughter. I can't believe I'm blanking on his name.
Telephone booth guy.
Y'all know who we mean.
All right.
that one too. Well, let's look at the
winners. Yeah. Team Jujutsu Kaisen got five votes. Gojo, Togo was Toge, right?
Hughes.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Hughes
is the last one on.
And I forgot the girl with the staff. What's her name again?
Which one?
Sister.
Where?
The green eyes.
Green eyes with the glasses.
Green hair, yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember her name.
Got her name. They were third. I mean, they were five votes. They were over Fullmetal Alchemist and Dragon Ball.
Yeah.
Attack on Titan got five also, so they tied. And Attack on Titan was
it's Erwin Hanji. And Armin.
And Armin. I drew a blank on all those fucking names.
Maki.
Thank you.
Her name is Maki.
Maki, yes.
Maki,
you saved
that's
my ass
right.
on that. Okay. Team Bleach, six.
Let me do it?
Yeah.
Where is it?
It's Urahara,
yep.
Yoruichi, and Uryu.
Uryu.
That's actually a really good team.
That is a very good team.
That's a really good team to teach. They're pretty much the ones who taught Ichigo a lot, but all right.
And then Teen Naruto won, of course. 18 votes. Wasn't even close.
That first guy.
Sasuke, right? Is that who's that?
No, that's not Sasuke.
What's his name?
I don't know. That's the teacher. That's the guy who teaches them in the first few seasons. That's the one who's
He
like,
was dope to me. I liked him a lot.
I got no beef with him.
I liked him a lot, actually.
I'll pull up the
names. I can't name the other two, to be honest, guys.
So I don't know who the other two are at all.
I'm sorry. Bear with me here.
Man, sure would be nice if we had somebody on this podcast today that actually watched Naruto.
It's Kakashi.
Kakashi, yes.
Tsunade and Shikamaru.
Isn't he the bad guy?
I have no idea, Cam.
Kakashi's cool, but like
I don't have a single
the
clue.
Way you said I have yeah. no idea, Cam.
Kakashi was dope to me. Them first few episodes, he got trapped in that little ball or whatever.
Yeah, that was dope.
That was dope as hell to me.
Yeah.
Character, yeah.
So for me, basically based off of this list, I can't really speak to Naruto and Bleach. I mean, based off of what I've seen from Bleach, I'm a little surprised. Uryu and Yoruichi, you guys talking about them being great, like makes sense. To hear you say that Uryu is
You say to hear?
No, I don't think so. It was Urmesh. Wait, sorry. I totally lost my train of thought. What's this dude's name? The dude with the bucket hat?
Urahara.
Yoruichi and Uryu.
Yep.
Uryu doesn't seem like somebody that was much of a teacher to
no.
Ichigo.
Later on.
Yeah. So that's where my blind spot comes in. For me, the team that I would have picked for coaches would have been the Attack on Titan team. To me, that seems like front to back. You got master strategists in there. You got Erwin, who's Erwin. You've got Hanji, who's a scientific genius, and you've got Armin, who is basically Erwin's successor as far as like just tactical genius. Like. Of those teams, that's probably the one that to me feels like the strongest whole because they're also like a united vision. Like this Brotherhood team, like you've got some dogs in there. Like Mustang is great, Armstrong is great. They fucking hate each other.
Yeah,
like they're not. There's no unity and vision in the locker room there.
Did they date?
No, I don't think so. Because she hated him, at least in Brotherhood. I don't know. Maybe they did in Full Metal.
No, remember in Full Metal Alchemist, she's a whole different character.
Right,
she's a girly girl. Like,
yeah,
she's not. I don't think she's even designed like that.
Yeah, I don't know, but like, so like, if they had made this maybe Hawkeye, when so it's like Mustang, Hawkeye, and Hughes, like, okay, they all three get along, they could be a good coaching staff, but like, Armstrong is just like she's too independent. I don't think she works well with others personally.
Yeah,
she's good at what she does, but like, even her brother and she don't get along.
I mean, this is gonna be probably an unpopular opinion because I don't think they even need this character, but fuck Vegeta. But I think Whis and King Kai are solid trainers.
You know, I agree with that.
You know what
I mean, they're good, but yeah, it's like two good trainers and somebody that's not really bringing anything.
Two
to the
great
table.
Trainers. This guy trained. He got Yamcha stronger, man. He got that whole that beat squad stronger, way stronger actually. Whis, I mean, you see what he's done. He's gotten these guys to fucking Ultra Instinct level and
trained Beerus.
He trained a God of Destruction, and he's great. I mean, he handled his own when Broly came at him full power. It was nothing to him. I think he'd be a great trainer in the sense where like he might be. You know, like a great Papa Vision in that sense. And these guys are just assistant coaches and, you know, just get out there and work your ass off. And then he's the great assistant coach. You know what I'm saying? So.
I don't know. The other one that I was just like, I think there's a better team that could be constructed out of the coaches is Jujutsu Kaisen. Like, Gojo obviously is Gojo. But these other two, like, they're students. Like, I'm not really seeing, like, Toto, I guess, does train Yuji. But he's not, that's like an exception. It's not like Toto's going around helping a lot of people. He just trained one guy one time because he liked tall girls with big asses. Literally, that's why. Other than that, he hasn't helped another single person in his life. He's absolutely about the only, and Maki is like, I guess she sort of trained What's-His-Face from Jujutsu Kaisen Zero. Like they kind of had some training there, like, I don't see her really. Like, if they put in more of the teachers, You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I could see them getting, or even putting Ghetto in there, you know, like even though he's a villain, you know, he definitely has gotten a lot out of the curses he's worked with.
Yeah.
You know, that one for me was weak.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, those are the end of the polls. As you know, Patreon, y'all saw these polls. Y'all got the chance to vote on these polls, but I know you guys didn't out there in the world that watch us. So those are the polls that we've been having in the Patreon. Did we have some other ones in there too? We had some other ones that we just
there have been some other ones that we didn't really touch on. Sometimes it was just like, you know, kind of like, hey, what should we do? Should we do this or should we do that? Like, so we're putting up polls like, hey, if you like this kind of conversation, you want to participate in this stuff, you know, jump on the Patreon.
Yes, sir. Jump on that Patreon. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Jump on that Patreon.
Because we got more polls coming your way. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we do.
Special guest Brendan over here. Patreon.com/animation, S-H-U-N. Join that Patreon, man. We're trying to get to 100 to get Rob that cut. Also, you know, we will be at this Anime Expo, y'all. We will be at this Anime Expo 2022. It'll be in Los Angeles, and we will be there Saturday as a squad. We'll be popping into some panels. We might even split off and watch some other panels ourselves that we really want to watch. We all will be there Saturday together. Ice and I will be there pretty much
the whole
Friday
weekend,
through Monday, I believe.
Nice.
And, you know, so hit us up. See what's up. We'll catch around with y'all. I know my cousin's going to be out there. Shout out to Dan. So I'm going to definitely be kicking it with him, grabbing something to eat. If y'all know any food spots that y'all want to take these people to, my cousin too. I got a few food spots I'm going to take them to. But yeah, man. What do you go? You want to drop your stuff, Brennan? Next week. So next week we'll be covering pretty much our experience of the Anime Expo. All right, y'all. So that'll be the next episode. We'll talk about that, what we did, jokes. And we got some. We might even have a little bit of merch alert coming for you guys.
Maybe a little bit of
merch alert for you guys. All right. So drop your handles, guys. Brennan.
Brennan produces.
Ice.McGowan on everything. Stickman Studios without the K. Right. Bless you.
Without the C.
Ooh, man, made that mistake.
Super confused.
Yeah. So Stickman Studios without the C.
Mm-hmm.
Robbie Rob.
Yeah. Check out this artist, Reckless Hero HQ on Instagram. That is there at Reckless Hero HQ. They do a lot of comic book art, mostly. I see they got some Joker in here. They got some Ninja Turtles. They even got some video game fan art. Like, I see this guy's done some Overwatch stuff. Really fun, cool comic booky style. That's Reckless, R-E-C-K-L-E-S-S, Hero HQ on Instagram.
Could you just directly send me their, instead of screenshotting,
yep.
Just directly send me their profile?
I'll try to share to the group chat.
Yeah. Or animation or whatever it is. It doesn't matter.
Yep.
Am I saying this list on here or no? Am I waiting for that for next week?
No. Don't do that yet.
Okay, cool.
We got more surprises on the way. More important polls that will be put up.
Yes. More important polls that you guys get to participate in. I'm sure you'll be happy to participate in. So, Keenan Baker on every single thing. If you guys are in the Sacramento area, please, Sacramento area, I will be out there headlining at Labs Unlimited. I need you guys to get them tickets and put them asses in seats. This is how we get put in different places. This is how we make money.
Go support Keenan.
This is how we get bigger out here in these streets, man. I need you guys, if you're in the Sacramento area, even if it's just two of y'all, please, come through. If you've been in Sacramento, you've seen me with Tony before, you know what I did on those stages them two times. I had a hell of a time. I killed it. I'm not even the type of person that toots my own horn like that, but I had a great fucking time. But Keenan Baker on every single thing, man. Keenan Baker on all things. And we will see y'all next week. And we'll see some of y'all at the Anime Expo.
Yes.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Animation. We are out.
And so anime was solved forever.